Small business owners will get their company tax cuts early after Labor today announced it will support the government's plan to bring them forward. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced only yesterday that he would work with the Parliament to accelerate the timeframe. Labor's quick decision to support him gives the government a win ahead of Parliament's resumption next week, but it also takes a potential problem off the table for Labor. Here's our political reporter, Tom Iggledon.
If you own a business with turnover of under $50 million a year, there's good news today. Your company tax rate was due to reduce to 25% by July 2026. Now it'll be done by July 2021. Prime Minister Scott Morrison proposed the idea yesterday, and today the Labor leader Bill Shorten announced he'll support it.
Labor has crunched the financial numbers. We've consulted with our colleagues.
Labor supported the original plan too, so perhaps the bipartisan position's not a great surprise.
Labor has always been a friend of small business, and we want to provide constructive certainty.
But this is politics, and even where there's agreement, it's the points of difference that get emphasised. Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen says Labor's plan's more responsible.
The government yesterday announced a tax plan with no offsets and said it will be paid for out of economic growth in the surplus. A clear breach of their own budget rules, which say that improvements in the economy will go to the budget bottom line.
Labor will delay by a year its plan to offer accelerated depreciation tax write-offs to any business that buys gear or technology worth more than $20,000.
We have made the decision to delay the implementation of our Australian investment guarantee by 1 year. That will reflect in Labor's budget bottom line, which ensures that we can make these commitments in a more fiscally responsible way than the government.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison spent his morning at Sydney markets in the city's west.
You want to know the capital of small and family businesses around Australia? Well, you know, it's right here. And like so many markets like this around the country.
And he's arguing the coalition has made room for the $3.2 billion cost of bringing the small business tax cuts forward.
So down to 25%, 5 years earlier. It's all affordable, it's all in the budget, it's there when we go back into surplus. We're not going ahead with those big business tax cuts.
But it's over the other side of town in Sydney's affluent east that's as much on the Prime Minister's mind these days, with the Wentworth by-election looming.
I understand that many Liberal Wentworth voters might be feeling quite aggrieved at the events of several weeks ago. But, you know, the future of the nation and the certainty of economic policy in this nation is in focus for this Wentworth by-election.
The events of this week appear to have played into the hands of the independent candidate Karen Phelps, and the Prime Minister's sounding increasingly concerned she presents a real threat to the Liberals' ability to hold on to the seat. He says a second-place finish for Ms Phelps in the primary count could mean she ends up winning the seat on preferences.
The maths are quite simple. It doesn't matter whether she's giving her preferences to the Liberal Party or not. If she finishes second, her preferences don't go anywhere.
The tax cut plan appears to be designed to win back Liberal voters in the seat.
If we were to go to a minority government, then that would have a very, very significant impact on the certainty that we need right now. There are a lot of threats out there in our economy, as I know that 29,000 small business owners in Wentworth understand.
A point Labor too may well have had in mind when considering its position on the plan.
Tom Iggledon reporting.